Trump withdraws support and endorsement of wacky Marjorie Taylor Greene. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 14, 2025. President Donald Trump announced that he was withdrawing his support and endorsement of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RTGA, pointing out that it seems all she does is complain. In a post on Truth Social, Trump explained that Greene's complaints seemed to start when he sent her a poll stating that she should not run for senator or governor. Trump also claimed that Greene has told many people that she is upset that Trump doesn't return her phone calls. "I am withdrawing my support and endorsement of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, of the great state of Georgia," Trump said. "Over the past few weeks, despite my creating record achievements for our country including a total and complete victory on the shutdown, closed borders, low taxes, no men and women's sports or transgender for everyone, ending DEI, stopping Biden's record-setting inflation, biggest regulation cuts in history, stopping 8 wars, rebuilding our military, being respected by every country in the world, as opposed to being the laughingstock that we were just 12 months ago, having trillions of dollars, record-setting, invested in the USA, and having created the hottest country anywhere in the world from being a dead country just 12 months ago, and so much more, all I see wacky Marjorie do is complain, complain, complain." Trump's post continued in part. "It seemed to all begin when I sent her a poll stating that she should not run for senator or governor. She was at 12% and didn't have a chance. Unless, of course, she had my endorsement, which she wasn't about to get. She has told many people that she is upset that I don't return her phone calls anymore. But with 219 congressmen/women, 52 U.S. senators, 24 cabinet members, almost 200 countries, and an otherwise normal life to lead, I can't take a ranting lunatic's call every day. I understand that wonderful, conservative people are thinking about primarying Marjorie in her district of Georgia, that they too are fed up with her and her antics and, if the right person runs, they will have my complete and unyielding support. She has gone far left, even doing The View, with their low-IQ Republican-hating anchors. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again." In response to Trump's post, Greene shared photos of text messages she had sent about the files pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein. Greene claimed that Trump was coming after her to make an example to scare all the other Republicans before next week's vote to release the Epstein files. "President Trump just attacked me and lied about me," Greene wrote. "I haven't called him at all, but I did send these text messages today. Apparently this is what sent him over the edge. The Epstein files. And of course he's coming after me hard to make an example to scare all the other Republicans before next week's vote to release the Epstein files," Greene added. "It's astonishing really how hard he's fighting to stop the Epstein files from coming out that he actually goes to this level. But really most Americans wish he would fight this hard to help the forgotten men and women of America who are fed up with foreign wars and foreign causes, are going broke trying to feed their families, and are losing hope of ever achieving the American dream. That's what I voted for." Greene continued to point out that she has supported Trump with too much of her time and money, and added that she doesn't worship or serve Trump. Trump's post comes as Greene accused House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, of being to blame for the government shutdown, which lasted 43 days. During an appearance on ABC's The View, Greene was also reported as having separated herself from Trump, as she stated that she wouldn't vote for Andrew Cuomo and called for files pertaining to Epstein's client list to be released, according to the New York Post. Greene also separated herself from Trump regarding his support of Israel.